Alarmy, check out Alarmist on Patreon for ad-free episodes and bonus content. Here's a preview of our Guest Alarmist series, only on Patreon. That really?
He's the inventor of the flush toilet. Yeah, John Crapper.
No, yeah. You're kidding. She's kidding.
Yeah, I'm looking.
No, I'm serious. I'm not
John
joking.
Crapper is the inventor of John the flush toilet.
John Crapper, Thomas. He was
Oh, that's why crap is crap.
Yeah.
Go to patreon.com/thealarmist and subscribe today. Now on to our episode. Each week we decide who's to blame for a historical tragedy. And each week you tell us if we got it right. My name is Rebecca Delgado Smith, and this is The Aftermath. The Aftermath. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into this very special mailbag episode. With us today, we have producer Clayton Early.
Hello.
And fact checker Chris Smith.
Hi.
And here we are. We, you know, it's not common these days that we get to have a mailbag episode, so I'm really excited to read all of your mail. We're a little behind. And I also wanted to remind everyone that we are actually going to have a guest expert for our Julius Caesar episode. He was just sick, and you know, that happens. And we have to take care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so that episode will be coming out next week.
Which gave us this opportunity to catch up on some mail. So thank you to in advance to our guest expert who's doing us a solid twice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But I'm really excited to get back into the mailbag. I love to hear from our listeners. So we do have a lot of it.
We do have a lot. And this is a great opportunity to remind our listeners that we're here thanks to you. We're here because of your support. Mm-hmm. And one of the best things you can do is rate, review, and subscribe to our show on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, we haven't had a lot of reviews lately.
No, actually. We have not. We had one. This was Angel Isabeth.
Okay.
Angel Isabeth. And they said, I enjoy their breakdowns of history's greatest tragedies. I even have learned about some.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I haven't even heard of. They add a bit of humor to each episode that makes it a bit lighter than it could be. So you see, rating and reviewing can be easy. It could be quick. It could be, but it goes a long way.
It does. It hits us right in the heart and we feel it and we appreciate it. We love you guys. We like connecting with you guys.
So pull over and write your review. Mm-hmm.
Don't do it while you're driving.
No. Well, why don't we get started here?
Okay.
And let's read. This is kind of a long email.
Oh, boy. This is a two-pager, Rebecca.
It is. The font is pretty big. But it's from Kristen Davis. And Kristen says, "Hey, Rebecca, I started listening to your podcast because of the recommendation made by the Office Ladies podcast, and I've been hooked ever since. I just listened to the Home Alone episode, and I have a couple of things I wanted to add to the discussion. Could the person who was responsible for ordering the pizza have been put in the blame on the blame board? I'm assuming that it was the dad. The mom delegated it off to him since he was obviously so overwhelmed with doing everything else." Mm. Or she was obviously so overwhelmed. "I have to say, I very much agree that you should always order more cheese pizza." It's been a while since I've revisited this episode, but now I'm remembering, yes, we did make a big stink about how you should always order more cheese pizza.
Right.
I am an events director at a gymnastics gym, and I'm responsible for ordering all of the pizza for our kids' night out events, which usually ends up having about 50 kids and about 6 to 7 staff members. I have pizza math down to a science. Take the number of people and multiply by 2, then divide that number by 8, and that is how many pizzas you should order.
It's so simple when she puts it that way.
Yeah, with the assumption that everyone will eat two pieces. If I have to order 15 pizzas, I will end up ordering 6 pepperoni and 9 cheese.
Right, so there's like a 2-to-3 ratio. There's for every 2 of yours, 3 of cheese.
Yes. Even then, if we have any pizzas leftovers, it's always pepperoni.
Right.
Wow.
Interesting.
There's just something about cheese pizza that kids absolutely love, and I feel like any parent should have this common knowledge. Wow. This is very useful. So the fact that there was no more cheese pizza left led to Kevin's meltdown, which led to Uncle Frank to have a grown-up meltdown and be a total asshole to Kevin, which led to Kevin completely shutting down, which led to him wishing his magical Christmas wish of everyone disappearing.
Right.
Then, because Kevin had his tantrum, he got sent to the 3rd floor to sleep, which led to him being forgotten in the morning, out of sight, out of mind. Also, I would like to add all of the parents, aunts, and uncles included on the blame board for lack of preparation and organization for a huge important family trip. As a parent myself, Clayton is really nodding in agreement.
Well, we got to put a pin in that, but keep going. There's more to discuss because maybe there's too many chefs. I mean, that's when things get really complicated. Yes, which,
as a parent myself, I completely understand that you could do everything to organize and some things will always go awry. However, growing up, my parents gave me and my sisters a printed off list of all the things that would need to be packed into our suitcase, and we were responsible for packing all of those items. Wow, your genius. Parents get a gold star.
I know.
When we were younger, they would, of course, review over the list with us. But as we got older, they just handed us the list and we'd go pack our suitcase. Also, my parents made sure that all my suitcases were packed and sitting by the door ready and waiting for us to easily put into our vehicle the morning of our big trip. This is something that I currently do with my family to prepare for our big family trips. I understand not everyone has strong organizational skills. I feel like all of the parents and kids. Yeah, I mean, you're above and beyond, let me tell you.
Yeah, I need a very clear picture of your household growing up and your household now.
And the gymnasium that she was.
You are an alarming member for sure. Okay, where am I? This
I feel
is something
like all
that
the parents of the kids should have their suitcases packed before all coming along.
Okay. That way they could actually focus on the small details like making better sleeping arrangements, talking to a guy posing as a police officer, and then being able to have enough of a clear head to use your context clues to be able to figure out that it's not really a real police officer paying the pizza boy or ordering the correct amount of cheese pizza. Those kinds of things. Anyways, right. Just a little input. Thanks so much for doing the podcast. Really enjoyed listening to it as often as I can. Much love, Kristen Davis. Man. A lot to unpack here, Kristen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First off, I just want to say it gives me great comfort to know that there are people like Kristen out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Organized, put together, good ideas, thoughtful. And it just makes me want to go and join a little gymnasium, you know?
If you're lucky, Kristen is planning your pizza night. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I know, but you know, it's funny because you're reading the pizza stuff and everything in my body is like, that's wrong. There's only cheese and pepperoni. Like, what if you want? And then I'm not really, I'm realizing I'm not thinking like a child who really just love plain cheese pizza.
Yeah.
You're not thinking like a child. Nobody, no child wants olives, anchovies.
Yeah, they don't want onions, mushrooms. Peppers, they don't mushrooms. Want that.
I have news for you. When I was a kid, my favorite pizza was a black olive pizza.
Wow. I loved it too. I'm not going to lie. Wow. Pepperoni and black olive was my favorite.
You guys were never children. That
maybe. So that's, maybe that's a sign kids. That you're an adult in a children's body.
Yeah, you guys. Oh, man. And if you guys... And if anybody who listens to this podcast knows, these guys have been responsible since they were.
My aunt once told me that I had a sophisticated palate because I used to like Almond Joys as a kid. And that always stuck with me because I was like, oh, yes, I do. I think I like.
It was the refined candy bar, wasn't it? It was the one. I mean, Snickers. It wasn't
coconut.
Like
yeah. Dark chocolate, coconut. Yeah, I mean, it's not. Yeah. It's kind of a garbage candy bar when you really think about it. But like, as a child,
excuse you.
I love
it. I respect
it.
An Almond Joy.
No, I do. I'm just saying, like, it's not as hoity-toity as it like as a child. Right, I was like, yes, I do have a refined palate, whatever that word means.
Yeah. Well, but, it's because you didn't like the, I don't know, what was
I loved everything else.
Sure.
But
it's funny to think of your aunt like watching your sister eat like a Milky Way and being like, ugh, what a disgusting monster.
what a basic.
What a low class.
Clayton, on the other hand. No, I was the one who was viewed as the hopeless child, but I did eat my Almond Joy, so I guess they didn't see it coming.
There you go.
Wow. There's
anyway,
something about coconut that's yeah, when I was a kid, I also, my favorite ice cream was coconut flavored ice cream.
I don't think you really had that as a child.
You had to have grown up in Puerto Rico or Miami.
Yeah, there you go. That's it.
Okay, I'm going to keep us on track.
Okay, fine. We were talking about pizza.
No. We got to get to the next one.
Okay. Thank you so much, Kristen. Props to all of your organization. And honestly, if they had done that like style of organization, we probably wouldn't have had a movie. That's
which I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but we'll just keep it at that, right?
Right.
Yeah, it just is what it is. All right. This is from Dina Marie. And Dina Marie wrote to us on Instagram and said, hey, Alarmist, y'all are just the best. I'm actually thinking about going back and starting from the beginning again, just because 2 episodes a week is not enough for me. Bahaha. Yes, we encourage you. I have a few Canadian specific suggestions. Here we go. Who's to blame for serial killer Bruce MacArthur? He killed 8 men in the village, the gay neighborhood in Toronto. I remember walking the streets and seeing the missing posters. The Toronto police could have stopped it sooner, is all I'm saying. Oh, okay.
That was just recently, 2010, it started.
Oh, wow.
I found him, I guess, in 2017. So that was really recent.
Okay. Let's put that
on the
on the list. Who's to blame for the Highway of Tears? Since the 1970s, over 40 women, mostly Indigenous, have gone missing along this 450-mile stretch of road in northern BC.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Chris mysterious. Is looking them up in real
time.
Yeah,
I'm looking it up in real time. Wow, yes.
Okay, let's put that up on the board. I'm loving these suggestions. Who's to blame for the Frank Slide? The Frank Slide. It's a horrible natural disaster, is what it says.
1903. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's to blame for the death of Tim Bosma? Horrifically killed while giving 2 guys a test drive, but it gets a lot deeper. Also, any word from Deputy Chris about the mice in the jail? What a transition.
Yeah.
I'm so worried about them getting impaled.
Oh my God.
Keep up the great work. Thanks for the constant entertainment. Well, thank you, Dina, for those great recommendations. We're going to put them up on the board. And we're always in the market for international recommendations.
Indeed. And also, we got to look into the upkeep of the and maintenance of our jail as we continue to expand. One thing that always happens in these tragedies, lack of maintenance. Mm-hmm. So
We are not. Yeah, we are not those people.
We'll get on Deputy Chris, make sure he's got everything under control.
I'll tell
Speaking
you what,
of expansion, is that something that we should break into now or no? Yeah,
what sure. a great point. So we do have some big news mm-hmm. about the Alarmist Jail. We have just built a brand new wing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's called the Julia Dunham
bum, bum, bum.
Wing.
Thank you to your generous contribution, Julia, for allowing us to expand and create new rehabilitation centers for right. all of these nasty culprits.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Julia is our latest Cure the Plague Patreon subscriber. And we are very happy to have her join the Patreon family. So this wing is looking great, Julia. You would be so happy. we even put up some nice wallpaper. Mm-hmm. There's
a dog rehabilitation center in mm-hmm. the wing. So they mm-hmm. bring in dogs that are very well trained and uh-huh. people can sort of be with them.
Hang out with the dogs.
Yeah, it's very, very zen. And
we have
relaxed.
Seltzer waters. There are LaCroix.
It's very simple.
Flavored seltzer for hydration as regular. There's a water bottle refill station.
Good light. Big windows.
Very good light.
Big windows. It's going to be good light.
And so. there's an Almond Joy only vending machine.
Nice.
But this isn't a hotel.
No. Well, it's rehabilitation. And it really, is. Julia, what's going to be exciting for you for the next couple of weeks, you know, you can be on the edge of your seat to find out who is your first
right.
patron.
Oh, that's exciting.
Who's the first member of your new wing? We don't even know.
As you guys might have remembered last time when we built our Catherine Cook wing. The yeah. first people to just happen to go to the Alarmist Catherine Cook wing were the Royals.
Yeah.
Charles, yeah. of course.
It's nice just new wing.
Did Camilla end mm-hmm. up going with him? It's like it was like a retreat for the
it
two
is.
Of them.
It's yeah, so, it was. It is such a beautiful wing too. They're so lucky.
Well,
some people are just, what can you say? Hashtag blessed.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. I'm gonna usher us to the next
I like this, Chris. You're keeping us,
on task.
Okay. This is from Chelsea Jack. And Chelsea says, hi again. I'm listening to the Stolen Ruby Red Slippers episode. Yes, I'm behind. And I had some info to share with you. In the beginning, you all wanted to add ignoring alarms, lack of alarmism, etc.
It's true.
In regards to the museum turning off the door alarm, since it was frequently set off by children. You seem to struggle a bit to find a name for the issue, and I know the name for you. It's alarm fatigue, and it's a very common, well-studied issue in the medical field. Nurses hear alarms go off all day and frequently silence them because of the frequent false alarms, meaning this could miss a critical alarm. It's an issue that has led many hospitals decreasing the amount of alarms that wake critical ones won't be silenced or ignored. I did an entire research paper on the subject in nursing school. Anyway, hope this helped. Maybe you'll be able to throw alarm fatigue in jail one day.
Let me tell
Interesting.
You, that is fascinating, isn't it?
I was just, Mike and I, where were we? We were somewhere the other day and there was a very loud alarm going off. Oh, we were at the Westfield Century City. We came up from the parking garage and there was the whole thing was going off and we were like, everyone's just ignoring this.
Right.
Yeah, walking right
but
past
should
it.
We be? Like, should we right. be getting out of here? But we just assume that it's not real.
Right. Wow. That is very, you know, that is very disconcerting. I think anybody who lives in a sort of densely populated area knows there's always something going on and you always assume, and this is something we've talked about on episodes before, but you always kind of assume it's not the worst.
Right.
Or it's just a test.
Or it's just a test. Or yeah, especially with alarms for sure. And you like ask the person, because I can picture myself in like a public building, like asking the person next to me and then being like, I don't know. And me being like, okay, I guess it's fine.
Well, you just assume someone has it handled, right?
Right. You're
like, or someone would come over the intercom and be like, yes, this is real. Get out.
Right. This is real.
Wait, it's a double alarm. So you guys make fun of double alarms, but honestly, they're important.
They are.
You always make fun of me. I set multiple alarms.
Although, here's the thing. I totally take this point. But wouldn't it be interesting, if they went off less frequently, as Chelsea's suggesting, when it did, you would just always assume it's real and you would proceed to like exit the premises, right?
I guess that's why she said that they're decreasing the amount of alarms. That way the critical ones won't be silenced.
And I would imagine a hospital. I'm only in the mindset of exiting a building, but obviously there are different kinds of alarms.
Right.
Like a hospital, it's like all hands on deck kind of alarms, I'm assuming. Or
and
whatever.
Also the alarms are going off all the time, right? Because I'm assuming there are emergencies happening.
Being in a hospital is to be
alarming.
Yeah. To be in a hospital at all, means you are alarmed about something.
Well, unless you're working there and it's your place of work.
No, I know, but I'm just saying the going in is going in.
Heightened state of heightened. Being.
The stakes are much higher.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I love that term and we will definitely add it to our vocabulary.
Maybe it'll be in the next new wing.
Yeah.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Okay, so this is from Ariel. Thank you and suggestions for our episode, Asthma and Pollution in Newark, New Jersey.
Hey.
Hi, all. Firstly, I want to thank you so much for all the work you do. Such a great podcast. I found you through Office Ladies. Secondly, some letters in the last two mailbag episodes were so unfair to Chris.
Mike, this is it. I already love this person.
Chris.
Let's go.
Let's see.
Chris Stan.
I think Chris always contributes some really profound and thoughtful discussion points.
Come on, let's go. Let's go. Yeah, you're the first one who's ever said that, but I'll take it.
Did we say that you didn't?
No, I think some other listeners.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
Yeah, with complaints. Yeah.
I see.
Okay, so Ariel quickly transitions.
Enough said.
Yeah, not going to go on further. I'm an ER physician in Newark, New Jersey. Okay. It's been refreshing to learn so much about world's history and injustices in the world after dedicating all my brain power and space for learning to medicine for the last decade and a half. And most of all, you cover them with such dignity and respect in an entertaining way. It's a delicate balance to cover such terrible topics in an engaging way, and I never think that anything could have been handled better. Mm. What you do is really amazing. Mm. Thank you.
I'm gonna cry.
I love where I work, but so frequently see the injustices of systemic racism and inequities in healthcare at its worst. One in particular is the concentration of pollution, dumping, and industrial refineries adjacent to where people of lower socioeconomic and minorities live. What's alarming are the rates of asthma in these children and people, and the number of young people I've witnessed die from air pollution in these communities. Mm. It's not uncommon, but always heartbreaking to watch a young 20-something-year-old die of such a treatable and preventable disease. I encourage you to watch this video on the topic. She sent a link. I know this is a problem that is not unique to Newark, but can be seen in the Bronx, Boston, and across the country. It fits with the recurring trend on your podcast about how no one cares about harm unless it's happening to people with money. Mm. Also, my dad has been trying to get me to do this wilderness medicine workshop for about 10 years. We're finally going this winter. After reading the schedule and available workshops, all I can think about is the number of disasters that could have been handled so much better. Plane crashes, etc. Had they only had the skills from this workshop. Honestly, you can't be an ER physician without having a constant alarmist mentality. Mm-hmm. I thought you might want to check them out to be better prepared and alarm. Looking forward to all 1 million episodes and more. Best, Ariel. Or Ariel. I don't know.
Let's go with Ariel because Little Mermaid. but thank you
so much for writing in. I mean, it was a very touching email.
I'm going to usher us to the next one.
Yeah. So this is from Alyssa. Alyssa writes, "Hello, Alarmists. I've been a listener for a long time and wanted to send in a few suggestions for the show. The Goiânia accident.
Okay.
I found this after going down a rabbit hole while reading about the Radium Girls. It sounds awful, but with so many people involved, it could be a good one to decide who's to blame.
Brazil, I feel like 1987.
Yes, other people have recommended this, and it's I think it's even already on our list.
This is crazy. This is wild. Yeah, we got to get into that. It's that's interesting.
Okay, it's spelled since I really
Goia with a like a roof over it. You know what is that? How do you say that? A.
I don't know. Chris.
NIA.
Don't ask.
Okay. Nutty Putty Cave. After I moved to Utah, I heard about this unfortunate incident of a man getting stuck inside this cave, and he wasn't able to be rescued. Terrible, but sounds like it could have been prevented. I'd love to hear your perspective. Nutty Putty Cave. Huh. Thanks, and keep up the good work, Alyssa. Well, thank you.
Hey.
For these recommendations.
Alyssa. Man, these recommendations are great. And the list just gets longer. I actually think we could make it to a million, honestly.
I think we're on track, right?
Yeah.
I mean, with science, we'll be able to live a little longer so we can finish these, right, Clayton? What do you think?
Clayton, thoughts?
Yeah, the science is still out on that science, but let's see.
No. Okay, next.
Okay, moving on. I have been loving your podcast. I'm still catching up. I like to go from the beginning. Y'all should look at Davis and Priscilla Cullen murder in Fort Worth, Texas. It's a big story down here. Haley Locks.
Davis and Priscilla
Cullen murder.
Okay. Wealthiest man to have stood trial for murder in the United States.
Oh.
Wow.
And this happened in what year?
1976.
Whoa. Fort Worth, Texas.
Fort Worth, Texas. Oil man. Wow, this has got an intrigue. This is like a, soap opera.
Okay, well, let's put that on the list. We have to learn more about that. All right, this one is from Mari. And Mari says, podcast kudos. Hi, Alarmist Cast. First, I want to say what an amazing podcast you all are. I tell everyone who listens about your podcast, I'm from San Antonio, Texas.
Mm.
Woo, shout out San Antonio. But the main reason I'm writing in is in part of the bad rep people are trying to give my boy Chris.
Let's go. Another Kristen.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Wait a minute.
I see our names down here too, Rebecca.
Oh,
so
good.
Let's
I'm
keep
excited.
Reading it. We get some
more. Okay, this is good.
I scanned it.
Let's see how quickly they move on to another subject too.
Okay. I, for one, think he's a great fact checker. He does his best.
It's true.
Put that on a poster.
He does his best.
Gonna copy and paste that. Email that to myself.
That might be an epitaph. Okay. A skill that goes unnoticed about him is that he has a great ability to keep everyone on track.
Wow.
True.
Thank you.
When things seem to start going off the rails, he knows how to bring it back in. I love his patience and ability to keep things moving in the right direction.
Chris, also, did you write this?
Saying, Madi is a very believable name. I don't think I would have thought of that.
Not a suspect response, but
on. Madi is a very believable name.
What are you talking about?
Okay. Also, I'm a huge fan of The Office, and I love his appearance in the show. Great job, Chris. Keep doing what you're doing. Also, I love the dad jokes. Okay. At the end. Wow, this has been
now
a journey.
Now I'm really suspect.
Man, I love people who support me. I really do.
Okay. Second, I love your cast. Clayton is so on top of it with his wit.
Hello.
Wow.
He cracks me up every time. His presence is truly appreciated and needed. I wish I was more like him with the quick comebacks.
Wow.
Damn, Clayton. How do
you
feel?
I think that's a huge compliment.
That's a massive compliment.
I really
didn't say anything about you having dad jokes.
No, quite the opposite, actually.
Wow. Thanks, Mari or Chris.
Yeah.
Okay. Rebecca, you're a boss lady, if there ever was one.
Wow.
Let's go.
I so very much admire how you tell stories, keep people on track, and give facts and are organized.
There it is.
You're awesome and a huge part of what makes a great podcast.
Aww.
You're a great public speaker to the point where sometimes I try to channel you when I'm in my meetings. You're going to make me cry, Mari. You're so organized and clear when you speak. I love it. Oh my God.
Wow.
Congratulations to all of you on the success of this podcast. I can't wait to hear what more you all come up with. My fave so far has been the Titanic. Mm. If you have not already done an episode on the battle at the Alamo, I highly suggest this is a topic. Keep doing what you're doing. Love y'all. Mari Limas.
Oh my goodness,
Mari. Above and beyond
Do
here
we
with
have
the compliments.
A favorite new Alarmy member? Possibly.
I know. Well, we love compliments, don't we? if you don't know what to do, just compliment us and we love you.
Yeah, screw the nurse. Like, remember that nurse who, like, is busy, like, helping people? Like, forget her.
We're the real heroes.
I don't even remember a name.
No,
I remember you, Ariel. You're great. You're great too.
Okay. So this is from Alex. And I think we only have time for a few more.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been binge listening ever since this show was referenced on The Office Ladies. I started from the first episode and finally caught up. I'm currently alarmed by my lack of an alarmist backlog to listen to.
Oof. Sure.
I'd like to recommend the Hyatt Regency walkway collapse for a future episode. We did a brief case study on it when I was in college studying engineering, and it has stuck with me ever since. Stay alarmed, Alex.
Wow.
The Hyatt, I feel like
collapse.
This has been
1981.
Recommended.
Oh, wow. Look at these pictures. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Holy crow.
What?
Nothing. It's like a hotel. Like you would see a hotel, like you've been in a hotel.
Yeah.
And party goers. I guess there was a party going on. Oh my gosh. The body count is.
I don't want it. Okay.
This is a great suggestion.
It's 114 and injured 216.
Oh no. That's
Kansas
not good.
City.
Oh,
oof.
No. Okay.
Thank you for that.
Well,
yes.
Alex, we appreciate that.
You got to learn about that.
Should we do one more?
Yes. This is from Brian. Hey guys, just listening to the Independence Day episode and having way too much fun coming up with the Trump speech.
Oh boy, and he wrote one.
Okay.
Clayton, do your Trump impersonation.
Okay,
and read
Clayton, do you want to read it?
No, I don't.
Chris, you should do it. Now you got to do it.
I don't have a good Trump impersonation.
I don't.
The aliens are... No,
oh, God.
No, I'm not going to do it.
I'll read it. Okay, I'll give it a try, but it's not going to be good. And I'm not going to do a voice. All right. The aliens are here. No one knew they were real except for me. Nobody knows more about the alien species more than me.
Wow.
They came in peace, but the radical left with the emails and the Hunter Biden's laptop sent their space lasers.
Oh, God.
But there was a force field. Love the force fields. They built a wall.
Wow. This is really well written.
I would have been able to stop this invasion in 24 hours with no casualties. Don't listen to the fake news. Trust in Trump. I have a plan. A good plan. The best plan. The aliens are only here because of the corrupt DOJ trying to incite me. But this witch hunt ends today. Thank you, et cetera, et cetera.
I mean,
anyways,
what's crazy about
you do, Brian.
What's crazy about it, Brian, well written, I would say, is
yes.
that I could be direct, like a direct tweet or like
yeah,
post
yeah.
on Good. Truth Social. And I'd be like, yeah, that sounds exactly like how he would write.
And if aliens invaded, like, and Trump made a comment on it, it would be such a surreal experience. Like, not only are aliens here, but like, yeah, Trump is like not, like, I love how he's not really that shocked by
it. Yeah, just
it.
Making it yeah. about himself. Yeah. I knew
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he hasn't, yeah, yeah.
Because that's exactly what he would do. He'd be like, I knew this. I knew this was mm-hmm. going to happen. I called this.
Right. And it's just, yeah. There's definitely no alarm. There's no, that's the thing about Trump, I guess. There's no alarmism in him.
Mm-hmm.
Only when it comes to himself. He's only alarmed if it has to do with
right.
himself.
We've got to be alarmed for the greater good, right, people?
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
why we're alarmists, so that everyone can cross that bridge safely.
Is mm-hmm. that the last one, or should we do one more quick one?
I think we ended on a high note.
Okay.
With
your terrible Trump impersonation.
Is it going to get better than that?
Probably not.
Well, I mean, we love the alarmy. We encourage you all. If you want more content, some of you have been writing in that you guys want more. We have our little alarm series that we're doing on a monthly basis on our Patreon. Mm-hmm. We're also doing all of the talkbacks for the aftermath episodes. So you'll get to listen to our post interview discussion and see if we end up changing the final verdict, which we have mm-hmm. been changing on many of these episodes.
We also have once a month a guest alarmist episode where somebody comes in with a personal alarm, a personal tragedy.
Yes.
And we let them take the alarmist position,
mm-hmm.
A throne,
and
we
so
give
many
a scepter.
Yes, and so many friends have done an incredible job of sitting in that alarmist throne and bringing all of their personal tragedies, and we're giving it the true alarmist treatment. We put things up on the board. We do the process of elimination, and we send someone from their personal life to the alarmist
yep.
jail.
Yep.
And that's why we need to keep building wings. So mm-hmm. all of your support is very appreciated. And stay tuned next week, because not only will you be listening to the aftermath for Julius Caesar, you're not going to want to miss that, but we are going to be discussing the cancellation of Armie Hammer.
The Alarmist.
Powered by Acast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.